layered, right? So you have, like, it's just like a different, it's a, just a different quality to the persona. So you just, what would be an example then? Because we've developed, like, more clear gestures from, say, the, when we were doing air, when we were doing the cutting of the air, which was to what?
To the
witch music. That would have been to Yon Valu.
That's to the Yon Valu, yeah.
No, but the clear... Were they there in Soho, the clear gestures, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were already there.
Mm.
So we're talking about Igbo.
Yeah, Igbo and the patois and the Maya and what you put into Mama Tricks when we rescored it. Because you worked very hard on fixing actions for her.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that. Well, you just... I mean, I've got a list of them, and their association of the image, so... You made me do it. You made me write it down.
But they go back, right back to the...
They go back to the before, so they were there already,
yeah.
In a way. They were already there from the beginning.
Mm.
So what's the question? Did it make any difference?
Well, it could be one way. Well, I mean, when you first did it, it was very chaotic, and you didn't manage to.
Basically,
do
the same it gave me a way to not get completely lost in the dynamic of the persona, and to have some kind of objectivity from the persona, so I could be doing the action and feeling the dynamic of the action and having the images of that action, but also at the same time I could be looking at it, so it wouldn't be completely out of my control, which was really good because then I didn't like run into the wall with my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't completely lose control of the actions, which in this persona are kind of quite aggressive and forward and can be quite confrontational, which was quite useful when holding like a weapon or spilling drinks over people.
Yeah. How did you feel about the... What was behind, was there anything behind, or you can describe what was behind some of the actions in terms of where you scored them, where you found them, like the stabbing, like the kind of dance turn, the throwing the drinks.
Where they came from, or the associations of it.
All the touching, yeah.
What's the question? How I found them? Or where did they come from?
What was behind them? Yeah. What image?
Well, Mama Tricks is... touching-wise, it's just the impulse of wanting to connect to people.
Mm-hmm. And this comes from you really personally.
That's a personal thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a personal thing about an exploration of what touch is for.
Mm-hmm.
And how we use it, and why do we use it, and what else can we use it for? And why is it so... in lots of cultures ingrained as
a
not a normal thing to do.
And in the show, You were very much in control of the touching.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I think Marmatrix is a little bit of a dominating persona.
Mm-hmm.
And she controls the space through tactility to some degree.
Mm.
And, but it's a strange thing though, because it's like the tactility and the persona are slightly different. It's like the tactility isn't exactly what the persona would do if I was actually fully that persona. The tactility it's not neutral exactly, but when the contact is made, it's like present. It reads in the present. It's not like I'm going to touch this man's head because it's not a pre-planned, motivated action of touch. It's a reading in a way. It's like a reading. It's a tactile reading of an audience. Like, you read the people through the touch as opposed to something else.
And as a symbolic action, what effect do you think it has? Or what effect does it have on you, and what effect do you think, do you get back from the audience?
Well, I guess it's a need for kind of trust of family situation. It's like a little bit of a need to
it's taking me somewhere.
It's taking me somewhere.
But as you're doing it, in that moment, cast your mind back. How do you feel when you do it? What's the impact of the...
It's great. It feels good. It feels like... it feels like connection is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like... But it was never a question. Of course it's possible.
Mm.
It's just make it possible.
Do you think the audience... It seems to me that... The audience enjoy being touched in that intimate way.
Is that a question? Do they like
being... No, that's my observation. It seems to me that they enjoy that. Because you kind of cross a boundary there. I mean, they're not allowed to touch you. You know, it's not like a... You're very... Like you said, it's a dominating persona. So the expectation isn't that they then return it.
Yeah.
It is... It's a one-way thing.
But
they gain something from it, don't they? They gain a sort of acceptance or whatever.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I suppose all I can ask is, what, I wouldn't say what do you observe, but what feelings... Do you get back from them when you do it?
So many. It's just too difficult to generalize, because in general, it's quite a good feeling. But there's also moments where specific. People are freaking out, and they don't know what to do with that, and it's definitely crossed their boundary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an exception, which I think is quite amazing, because that is an exception. In general, it felt as though people were more excited to not to be made present. I think when you're contacted, you're ultimately, at least for that minute, you can't be judging, because you're just actually present. Like, you're not witnessing only, but you're also experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
So for a minute, you're you don't have to think about it.